All this week on 2NM, we've been talking about every second counts, and we now have a defibrillator installed at our radio station, and a man who's had a big part behind actually making that come to life is Guy Leach. Of course, you know him as a great Iron Man, and of course, he's a man that seems to be on a crusade to save lives. He joins us this morning. How are you, Guy?
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. Tell us how important it is to have a defibrillator to be able to save someone's life.
My journey sort of started, you know, with this 5 years ago in a fitness class I was taking on Sydney Harbour that I did regularly in the mornings and still do now. And one of my best mates in the class suffered a sudden cardiac arrest, which is an electrical issue of the heart. He dropped and I, you know, went to the training that I learnt in the surf clubs when I was younger and got on his chest and started doing resuscitation. Now, you know, I thought I was a good chance of getting him back to life and restarting that heart. It didn't happen, and I found out after the fact that, you know, with him it was a case of a defib was the only thing that was going to bring him back, and an electric shock of the heart was needed. So, you know, that began my journey of sort of, I suppose, discovery, but then also wanting to distribute as many defibs out into the community as possible.
It's the very definition of first aid, isn't it? To be the person to be able to offer that first assistance, to be able to keep them alive until the trained ambulance or paramedics arrive. That's basically priceless.
People say to me, "Oh, look, you know, what's a life worth?" And I'm about $2,000 to $2,500.
Yeah.
Because that's the cost of a defib. And, you know, when you start talking about the survival rates in the streets of Australia being about 6% of people surviving a sudden cardiac arrest, as opposed to if I had one here right now, if someone dropped near me right now and I put the defibrillator on them, they've got over 70% chance of surviving.
That's
so, yeah, it's a massive difference in numbers. And because of that, you know, it just shows you the importance of needing to have many of these out in the community and people being able to use them. And, you know, the thing that people need to understand is that, you know, you press the button on the device to turn it on, it tells you what to do.
Yeah.
It tells you to ring 000. It tells you to take the person's shirt off. It tells you where to put the pads. The devices that I got for you guys that we send out every day to people, it tells you how to do CPR. So it knows if you're not pushing deep enough, if you're not pushing quick enough, and it says push deeper, push quicker. Good, good. So you're getting coached in a stressful situation, which I've been in a number of times, having to try to save someone's life, you know, that sort of advice and knowing what to do because of it is exceptional.
Guy, I got to say, I admire the courage that you have taken to be able to do this. You've been through that traumatic experience, and we're not the first media organisation that you've spoken to about this, so you have to relive it each and every time. But you're putting up there to do that, to potentially save a lot more Australian lives. So can I just say well done?
Yeah, no, thank you. And, you know, like the proof's in the pudding. So, you know, in the last year or so, we the numbers have got better for us. So the devices that we send out, if someone uses one of our devices, you just replace the battery in the device, which is, you know, like quick and easy to do now.
Yeah.
Every 7 to 8 weeks, we get a phone call from someone saying, "Oh, you wouldn't believe it. Your defib was used on, you know, little Johnny. Johnny's alive now. We got him back with the device. Can we get another battery for the defib?" And so it's very rewarding, and it's a good feeling when you know that you've been part of that chain of survival where someone's gone and got the device from you, put it into a house or a business. So they've done your online course to get them educated to know how to use the device, and then someone's dropped and their heart stopped and they've got the person back to life.
Through your efforts, we're very proud to say here at 56 Brook Street in Muswellbrook, we have a Heart 180 defibrillator. We are trained up and we know how to use it, and it's all thanks to Guy Leach. Guy, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Good on you, Andrew. If anyone wants more information, just go to our website, which is heart180180.com.au, and you'll find all the information there. Good on you.